New Zealand gang leader, "We will not give up our guns." By A.W.R. Hawkins on March 31, 2019. Mongrel mob leader Sunny Fatu is making it clear his gang will not be surrendering their guns as mandated by the New Zealand government. On March 20, 2019, Breitbart News reported New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern's announcement that military-style semi-automatic rifles, high-capacity magazines, and certain gun parts were being banned. While making the announcement, Ardern encouraged New Zealand gun owners to go ahead and hand over their firearms. Mongrel mob leader Fatu told Stuff, "Will gangs get rid of their weapons? No. Because of who we are, we can't guarantee our own safety." Fatu added, "The attacks between our organizations are gang on gang, they do not involve the non-gang members. Although there may be peripheral damage and violence that occasionally spills out into the public eye, it is absolutely and without intention for any harm to be caused to non-gang members." He referenced the March 15, 2019, mosque attacks in New Zealand, saying, "It's not in our culture to inflict harm on innocent people like what happened in Christchurch." Black Power member Dennis O'Reilly echoed Fatu's sentiment when asked if his gang would hand over their guns. O'Reilly said, "Of course not. Why the hell would you be talking about handing back guns when you're talking about progressing your family and moving from pathology to potential? Where on earth would discussions about guns come up in that?" A.W.R. Hawkins is an award-winning Second Amendment columnist for Breitbart News and the writer/curator of Downrange with A.W.R. Hawkins, a weekly newsletter focused on all things Second Amendment, also for Breitbart News. He is the political analyst for Armed American Radio. Follow him on Twitter, @rhawkins. Reach him directly at rhawkins@breitbart.com. Sign up to get Downrange at breitbart.com/downrange.